Welcome to Talk of the Town, brought to you by John Schaub of Century 21 LEMAC Realty. Join us as we share the latest news, events, and stories from around our community.
Welcome to Talk of the Town. I've got two of my favorite people here in the studio. We're laughing already. Lucinda Blair, Natalie Blair, Women Hello, of darling. Wonder. You are not only Women of Wonder, you are the creators of Women of Wonder magazine, or WOW, as I like to call it. This month's edition, or this issue, features on the cover a couple of people I know, Clay Maxey and Heather Maxey, along with their beautiful dog, who Natalie tells me is named Chief.
Chief.
What a doll of a dog.
I want to put my face on his face.
No offense, Heather and Clay, but he's the star of the show.
I think the magazine is definitely going to get picked up because of Chief. Yeah. But you guys were telling me, you were filling me in a little bit about, you didn't have to tell me. I know how much that Clay and Heather Maxey have done for this community.
Exactly.
For our schools, for education, entertainment, for sports, for businesses, mm-hmm. Name it. I mean, whether you're talking about Chamber of Commerce or the golf club or their fabulous businesses that they have, their kids that go to school here and the things they've done for the schools, they have put their fingers in a lot of little things here in town, and we're seeing the benefit of that.
Yeah.
It takes a while to be able to see those benefits, right. But boy, howdy, we're starting to see them already. I have not even picked up the magazine yet. I did not want to pre-read what we were going to talk about. So tell me how they came into your purview, Natalie or Lucinda. How did they come into your purview?
I just watched them at the club and in other organizations. I was on the board of the chamber for 3 years, the things they did for the community, for the chamber. And I just watched their spirit. And I said to Natalie, we've got to put them on the cover because they support this community. And that's what this is all about. We want people that support this community, and especially a beautiful woman like Heather Maxey.
She is absolutely gorgeous.
And she's beautiful inside and out.
I was just going to say, that's the thing. I do not know Heather. And I told you this story, and Heather's going to hear this, and she's probably going to laugh. I ran into her in a restroom at a venue, and she was so kind. And I remember that. She was just so lovely and so kind and so herself.
Yes.
That I walked out of that restroom going, who was that?
Mm-hmm.
So I asked someone, who was that? And they told me who it was. And I said, oh, I should have introduced myself. I've recorded her husband dozens of times. And I'd never met her. But she seemed like an absolutely genuine spirit.
She is. Yeah. Very, very kind.
And something that's really really amazing about getting to write the piece the way we did. I interviewed Heather, and Julia Barron interviewed Clay,
uh-huh.
And then we combined our pieces together.
Neat.
So we got kind of a one-on-one perspective, right?
Yeah.
And they're, I hate to use the new expressions, but couple goals, right?
Yeah.
Like they just unabashedly support each other and brag on each other and really lift each other up. And, they're both very open about how much support they get from each other and how, their family runs because they're both present and invested.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the most incredible conversations both Julia and I got to have with both of them about was shifting priorities. They got together and then had kids later, and they're also, building businesses
right
together at the same time. And having that realization as a couple that Clay wasn't really being present at the start because he was building all these businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And they sat down and had a conversation together. And, Heather pointed out, we get these years with our kids once and you're missing it.
Yeah.
And incredibly enough, just as a human being, Clay shifted his priorities mm-hmm. to where he is doing all of these things. He's hired the right people to run his businesses. And that's also really unique.
That's a sign of somebody who can see talent and who wants to encourage
right.
it.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate that in a business owner.
Yeah. Oh, and it's, it's incredible. That's something that's like the dream, to work for somebody who will invest in, like, see something in you, invest in you, and really kind of lets you run with mm-hmm. the ball, right? And having him do that in his businesses, and then them working together with, you know, their community involvement and their family involvement and the involvement in schools. And it's just, they're just really incredible people. And I really wanted to shine a light on that really unique and incredible partnership, because that's what we all strive for, right?
I totally agree.
The dream.
Agree. I'm lucky enough to say I have that in my life.
I had that too.
And I know you did too. Yeah. And we're very, very lucky women for having that.
But well, and I'm very lucky to have that in my partner now.
That's wonderful. That's fabulous. I'm so happy for you.
Me too.
When you see this, you want to share this.
Yeah.
And share this success story. I'll call it that, because when you have businesses that are thriving, when you are setting yourself outside of those businesses as well to support your community, when you have children in school and you're watching them and taking care of them, and you've got this whole package.
Exactly.
That's a pretty big deal.
It is.
You know, kudos to the Maxis.
And that's a lot of work.
It is. And there are a lot of families around here that are doing the same thing.
Yeah, we have a lot of that in this community.
Yes, we do. And we always say this is such a generous community. It's such a giving community. It's such a loving community. But I love how Women of Wonder points it out. And actually puts the spotlight, like you said, right, on these people, so that you can say, you know, that's really neat. Maybe we should try XYZ.
Exactly. You know, it sets a great example for the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's one of the things that just brings me the most joy about getting to work on this project is and I talked about this in how many other interviews about this magazine, but there's so much negative out there and things are flying at us at a million miles an hour.
Absolutely.
And, you know, getting to sit down and focus on, I don't know, not necessarily like, you know, sunshine and daisies and rainbows, but a story about somebody who's putting in the work and making things better, not being what some friends of mine call a good idea fairy, right? Like,
right,
if you see a problem or you see a need, get out there and do something about it. And that's, I, you know, like a lot of the people that we featured, I think Clay and Heather are doing that.
They're, yeah.
And they're putting in the work in a big way to try to improve.
And we need that example.
Yeah.
We do. We all do. Mm-hmm. I belong to several organizations, as you both know. And one of our mottos, one of our credos is, if you're going to come to me with a great idea, make sure that you're ready to take on that chairman role.
Exactly.
Because if it's your idea, I do want you, with my support and help in any way I can, take it and run with it.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that's how we create leaders moving mm-hmm. forward in our communities and in our families
100%.
And in our lives. At least that's my take on it. I don't know. Everybody feels a little bit differently. But Women of Wonder magazine, that's one of the things it does, is it makes us really take a look at some of the people we share a table with at a restaurant.
Exactly.
Or see in the store or in a restroom.
Yeah.
You know, these are everyday people, just
exactly.
like you and me. They don't live some charmed life. They didn't hop off the pages of some fairy tale.
Well,
they actually live here, and they've been in the trenches, mm-hmm. and they've had sick kids, and they've had businesses that
exactly.
you know, maybe didn't make it. And it's okay.
And they learned as they went.
Exactly.
Well, and that's one of the things I love. I'm not going to remember the direct quote off the top of my head, but in Julia's piece about Clay, she talks about how he kind of celebrates failures because they're the opportunities to learn, right? You learn from
Perfect.
It's only a mistake if you don't learn from it, or at least that's
right.
what my dad used to say. But it, like, you have to try. And if you don't try, nothing's going to change. Nothing's going to get better. And I just think it's really wonderful to have somebody as prominent in business.
Right.
As Clay is, really foster those environments where, you know, you set somebody up to succeed,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to see things flourish and grow and, you know.
And you can know that you're a part of that.
Yeah.
You know, even if you were just a little bit of fertilizer.
Yeah. That's right.
You know where I was going with
yes.
that, Natalie.
Yes, it did.
Right on, sister.
You guys, it's been way too long since you've been here to talk about Women of Wonder.
Wow.
Where do you find the magazine besides here at our studios? I know we have it here at KTLO Classic Kids of the Boot.
Everywhere.
It's pretty much everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Every medical office, the library, the chamber.
The banks.
The banks, the truck patch, the hair salons, even some of the car dealerships like Clay Maxey.
And they are, they're also at Peaceful Heart Boutique.
Right.
We share a building with them, but our office isn't quite ready yet.
I can't wait till it is because I'm going to come see it.
You got to come see Peaceful Heart.
I do. I do. Yeah. I do. I have stopped a couple of times and it was always the wrong time, wrong day. But I promise to come see you guys if you'll promise to come see me again very, very soon.
We would love it.
I know you've got something coming up in August.
August the 6th is our 6x6 at the Shed. Please come out for that.
That is ORAC, by the way, the Ozark Regional Arts Council.
And there will be anywhere around 100 6x6s that will be auctioned off. And KTLO will be there to do the auction on the round robin. Adam Rogers will be doing that.
I didn't know Adam was going to be doing that. Awesome.
Yes, he did it last year and loved it.
He did. He had a really good time.
It's a lot of fun, food and wine, and just come out and join us. August the 6th, Ozark Regional Arts Council at the Shed at 6.
All right.
And the other thing I wanted to point out, I need community help on this. For the fall issue of Women of Wonder, I would like to put out a call to the community. If you can send us on Facebook or email Natalie, N-A-T-A-L-I-E, at wow-mag.com. If you can just send us a quick note or a paragraph or two about a woman in your life who's had either a big or small win. And ladies out there, if you have had a win, big or small, I want to hear about it. I want to put a feature in the magazine about it because I think we all need to be reminded that, you know, we're getting out there and we're doing the thing. And every once in a while, we need an atta girl. And
yeah, I think everybody needs a pat on the back every once in a while saying, good job. Keep
I just
going.
Like the opportunity to highlight some of those.
Positive.
Yes.
Again, some positive energy, positive vibes, my friend. That's what we're here for. I thank you both so, so very much. And I will be talking to you again soon. That will wrap it up for Talk of the Town. Get your copy of Women of Wonder. You'll see what I'm talking about. And take care of each other.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town. Proudly sponsored by John Schaub of Century 21 LEMAC Realty. Catch every episode anytime on the Talk of the Town podcast at KTLO.com.